Blog Talk Radio.
It's the sort of thing better than diamond rings. That's why we're here to sing football. Sunday in the snow, referee's whistle blows. Weekend warriors toe to toe. Football. Football. Football.
Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is.
Like water. Be water, my friend.
Welcome to the PFF Podcast. I am Team Matrix. You can check out all scores, highlights, stats at flagfootballamerica.com. Check out the show always at blogtalkradio.com/flagfootball. We'll have the Flag Football Advisory Board in this week. Ending on the Mother's Day break, we actually have 6 weeks in the can going forward to week seven. Two undefeated teams as we cut ahead into the stretch. We'll actually have another break next week after Memorial Day. But let's cap all the games from week six. As I said, two teams remain undefeated. That would be the Mustangs and the Bar. They're actually going to face off in week seven. But let's recap some of the games from week six. Not full schedule. Actually had a 10, 11, and 1 12 o'clock game. Sort of a little hiatus before the Mother's Day break. Game number one, NWO defeats the Hot Boys 13-6. Game probably closer than most would have thought, but NWO does come out on top. They do have one loss to the Bar, but they are in the hunt for a good playoff seeding. Possibly could be a three-way jam if the Bar or Mustangs drop another game. Second game of the day, second 10 o'clock game, was action crazy. They narrowly were defeated by SBD 14-13. So you look at SBD, look at New World Order, not as dominating wins as you'd see. Got two newer franchises, although action crazy has some veterans, but they lose and SBD hangs on 14-13. Game three, one of the biggest games of defeat in the game or margin of victory in the game was Stallions 31, Phoenix 6. So you're looking at the Phoenix, you're looking at the Hot Boys, trying to see, figuring out when and if they're going to win a game with all new franchises that tend to struggle. Stallions rolling that game 31-6 without C. Rich. Fourth game of the day, second 11 o'clock game, Bar crushes the Bulls 62-6. Not the Bulls in that other basketball association, but the Bulls here, look, you bring team together, you bring some free agents together, you try to play, you test where you're at, you go against the Bar to see where you're at. So I know the Bulls got frustrated, you're trying to make the game kind of fall in your direction, you're trying to sit them down, but you got to play it through. At one point, they even pulled their quarterback, but that's not how you do it. You play it through, see where you're at, now you know where the measuring stick is. And in the game of the day, in terms of significance, really two teams really trying to make a statement this year. Mustangs remain undefeated, defeat the Eagles 26-12. Eagles struggle a little bit, some turnovers, some trouble in the red zone. Mustangs, three quarterbacks on the team, really able to throw the ball around, sort of run that West Coast offense, get the ball in the hands of a receiver and let them run like Pena or Substantial, and then they obviously have a good running quarterback. So that's your recap of the games from week six. So let's look at week six standings after that little bit of an abbreviated week six. We're going into week seven. Let's start from the bottom up. Got two winless teams, Phoenix Hot Boys, 0-6 at this point. You have to win a game. At some point, they will obviously face each other, so someone will be guaranteed a win. Let's move to one team with the one win. Actually, crazy wins. Hey, they've got veterans. They've got Knox. They've got Grant on that team. So Craig's G. So definitely you want to see Action Crazy sort of put together, but do have a good little mix of veterans. Listen, the Phoenix team, for the most part, we're going back to the bottom of the list here. The Phoenix team is the Warriors. Mike's trying to GM in that team. They're trying to find the right mix of quarterback, get some good solid females in there. So they're still a work in progress. Bulls, 2-5, sit there with Keisha, who's almost really another female GM running that team, doing good. Got Kyle at quarterback, got some other free agents like Nas and other players in the league. Stallions 3-3 at this point, even at 3-3, only .500 team in the league. So the Stallions, right, another rebuilding year for them. Dev's taken off the Hall of Fame hat and gone back in, playing almost like a Bill Russell or like even like Nate Scarborough, the Grizzly veteran coming in trying to guide that team. So Giants 3 wins so far. SBD 4-3 with Dom at the helm. You're definitely going to be in games. Actually scoring probably really lower, actually high points. Actually, buck 62, top third of the league in terms of scoring. SBD 4-3. Eagles 4-2. Dropped that tough game to the Mustangs. Dropped an earlier game to the bar. So they sit at 4-2 for them. Look, they got loaded up with free agents. They're loaded up with Hall of Famers. They really went out and spent money in the offseason. So Eagles right now at 4-2. NWO 5-1. They also lose to the bar. So, hey, they're looking to, obviously, they're going to take a peek at that bar Mustangs game to sort of see if that sort of changes their fate. Sitting right now at the third seed, and then we got two undefeated teams. We got bar at 6-0, Mustang 6-0. So they're face off in week 7. So, you know, we'll have Joe C sort of preview those games with the bar and the Mustangs. Mustangs playing a doubleheader as well. If you look at tail of tape between the two teams, won't get too much into the matchup, but we'll look at it. Yeah, bar off the chart in terms of points, nearly at 300, 267, giving up, only allowing 65. But hey, that's second to the Mustangs, who have the best defense in the league right now, only giving up 49 points total season. So they've got youth, they've got versatility, they do have multiple quarterbacks. And listen, when you have a Hall of Famer Chuck D who's ripping up the stat books with, you know, I think he's almost at 30 touchdown passes for the season, you got that good dichotomy. You got Whitaker, Jerome W. for the Mustangs, who's a running quarterback, almost going to hit double digits. We'll probably end up with double digits for the season. So you look at the standings, that's where we sit for all the teams as we head into week 7. Let's move on to hot topics. Joining me in the PFF studios is Joe C. from NWO. So let's hit the hot topics for the week.
Joe C., there's a couple hot topics, but let's talk about the hottest topic in the league. I know there's been a bunch of stuff on Facebook. But let's talk hottest topic. Mustangs undefeated, bar undefeated. Do either one of them remain undefeated for the rest of the season?
I mean, if anybody's going to do it now, it's going to be the bar. I don't know the rest of their schedule, but Mustangs are going through the gauntlet this week, so I think that their shots are done. But if anybody's going to do it, it's the bar.
Yeah, and let's talk to that. Let's actually talk the rest of their schedule. The bar will actually play a doubleheader this week. They play the Stallions at 9, they'll play the Mustangs at 11, and then in the last week they will play the Eagles, who are coming off a loss to the Mustangs. So, for most conservatives, I mean, Barra doesn't necessarily have an easy win, but they're definitely going to have to play through the rest of their games here. Let's talk the two games of the week. I mean, it's rarely easy to have one game, sometimes two, but this is a really rarity where we got two undefeated teams playing. This week, the Mustangs will play the Bar, and then the Mustangs will play your team, NWO. Which one of those games is the game of the week, in your opinion?
I'm gonna say the undefeated teams have got to be it, you know. And then when the Mustangs take their loss, it's gonna be, you know, our game of the week, going for second place. And unfortunately, the Mustangs are gonna be right there in third with the Eagles.
So obviously El Nino hasn't yet made his picks this week, but it obviously, you know, if I'm a betting man, I can almost bet what Nino's gonna pick when he comes in El Nino. But you believe Mustangs fall to the bar? It's ready to make a prediction on the show, but you're saying Mustangs will get their first loss of the season versus the bar.
I do, yeah. You know, I usually try to keep it pretty level and not be, you know, not be biased either way. But yeah, they're definitely and I don't think that the bar is going to make a statement game out of them too. I like the Mustangs. I like everybody on the team. They're really good. I like to see them stepping up and, you know, doing this well. But I think the bar is going to beat them by at least 40.
40 now? Okay, so good point. Let's break this game down. Let's just break this game tail of the tape here. Mustangs versus the bar. Let's break this game down. The Mustangs have literally three quarterbacks on the team, right? They got Jerome Whitaker with 9 rushing touchdowns. They got former Rookie of the Year, Dave Stanchel. And they also have Carlos P., who also was a quarterback for the starting quarterback in the league. So they're young, they got speed, they looks like they're playing hungry, they have no issues at the female position. So you believe, with all that, they're losing by 40 to the bar?
Yeah, I think the bar is going to make a statement game out of this one.
Okay. On the flip side, right, you got Bar, Chuck D., almost lapped the competition. He got 36 touchdowns. The closest player has 19. Obviously, they have Alex and Anthony, always silky, Chica Vato. So what do you think the key will be if the Mustangs can keep in this game? And if they can cut it to less than 40, how will they make this defeat less than 40, in your opinion?
I don't know. You can't teach size, man. And I just don't think that they got the size to compete with us or the Bar. I think it's gonna be feeding them up all day. So, but we'll see. We'll see. I can't really talk because I haven't seen the Mustangs play much this year. I just keep hearing. I've been going through work and stuff, so I haven't been able to hang out like I have in the past. But I just know the Mustangs. I know they got Granford back, which is awesome for them to have that nice rusher. They certainly have the speed. But you can't teach height. You can't teach big.
And then, so let's flip that to your game. Obviously, NWO versus the Mustangs, right? You right, mentioned, right? I haven't seen a whole lot of the Mustangs. NWO sitting one game behind, right? With a loss to the Bar, right? The Mustangs would be pretty much back in the hunt for second place in terms of seeding because we got 2 weeks to the playoffs, actually. 2 weeks of games, but actually about almost a month, 3 weeks, because we won't be playing on Memorial Day. But what's the key to the matchup for NWO coming off of, right, got one loss for the season. What's the key to playing and defeating the Mustangs?
Get to their quarterback. I'm not sure if their quarterback's really been razzled. I mean, I know he's doing well, but I think with a couple not only good rushers, you got good defenses and you know, a lot of smart players that, you know, I don't know how good their quarterback is. I know he's an older guy, so I'm sure he's played with talent before. But you know, it's a little bit different coming into this league. It's kind of hard adjustment at first, but he seems to be handling it well, and we'll see how he handles this weekend. I think that they're going to have a tough time if they, you know, it's going to be like the Shockers. They lose the game, and then they kind of just started to fall apart slowly after that, but they're all good friends, and maybe that won't happen. But you know, if they get down 21-0, and you know they lose the ball, then it's going to be hard to stop pointing the fingers at other people, and we'll see how they handle it.
I mean, one thing to note too, right? It's been a long time since we've had a sub, but in the age of the no running, no rushing zone, it's been a while since we've had a double. Because you'll probably have double digit rushing quarterback. He's got 9 rushing touchdowns. Closest quarterback has only 2 with Dom. So in the age of the no run zone, it seems he's able to run the ball into the end zone, which isn't easy to do in this league with the defenses that each of the teams line up.
Okay, it's raining in the studio. Storms are brewing. It's that time. El Nino's picks. Get your umbrellas out, or get your parkas, or get your suntan lotion. We don't know if it's going to rain, if it's going to be sunny, but El Nino's here to give his predictions, his picks for the upcoming week.
Let's take the 2:09 games. We got SDE coming in with a record of 4-3 versus the Hot Boys, who at the moment are winless. El Nino, what do you think? Game number one, SVD versus Hot Boys.
I'll take SVD to take the win.
All right, so we take SVD in the win. Second game, 2-story franchises, Stallions. Actually, 3-500, 3-3. Bar currently undefeated. It'll be the first of 2 games that day. We'll get to the other game a little later. Stallions versus Bar. Do the Stallions get above 500?
No.
All right,
Bar takes the win.
Do you have any score in that game?
Nope.
All right, I see 2:10 games. We got the Bulls, who have figured off by almost more than 40 versus the Bar last week. So we got the Bulls versus the Eagles. Both teams coming off losses. Eagles lose to the Mustangs. El Nino, who do we got?
I'll take the Eagles.
All right, Eagles in the win. Come back, win that. All right, 10:00 game. 3 more games left. We got Action Crazy versus Stallions down to play a doubleheader. Action Crazy won 1 game, currently ranked 8 in the power rankings. So who wins that game, Action Crazy or Stallions?
Action Crazy.
All right, Action Crazy. So let's do our last 3 games, Bar versus Mustangs. Only 2 undefeated teams. Joe C had some thoughts on it, but we got Bar undefeated, Mustangs undefeated. Who remains undefeated after week 6?
That's a tough one. All right, know, I would, you know, give leverage to, you know, the Mustangs, but I say the Bar comes up with the win.
All right, taking the Bar. Ooh, that's going to be a big game. All right.
Me personally, I think that will be the game of the week.
Game of the week. So that's like the El Nino special game of the week, Bar Mustangs, no doubt. All right, two more games. The last second 11 o'clock game, we got the Phoenix, who are also without a win, versus Action Crazy. Action Crazy will come back after playing the Stallions. So either Action Crazy wins their first game, or they may lose their first game as well, but who wins here, Phoenix or Action Crazy?
Action Crazy.
Our Action Crazy with the win. And the last game, possibly another game of the week, but you called the Bar of Mustangs. NWO coming off a bunch. They've got one loss, but they're 5-1 versus Mustangs. If Mustangs were to lose, we could be facing two teams at 6-1. Mustangs versus NWO. Who do you got, El Nino?
I'll take the Mustangs.
All right. So let's review your picks. You have SBD, defeat Top Boys. You have Bar defeating the Stallions. Eagles beating the Bulls. You had Stallions over Action Crazy. Stroke didn't know what to pick with this one, but you picked the Bar over Mustangs. You got Action Crazy Phoenix, and then you got the Mustangs over NWO?
Yes, sir.
Oh, how'd you do last week on your picks, Nino?
I'm not really sure. I wasn't, like, really paying attention to them. But I know I lost the one game. I picked the Eagles to beat the Mustangs, and the Mustangs actually pulled out the win.
Okay, cool. And what we'll do next week is we'll just pull all your pick scale, we'll get your year total. But yeah, I know 2 weeks you went 7-0, so you're definitely on a roll.
Yes, definitely am.
All right, cool. So then I will catch everyone next week. El Nino's picks, check them out on the website. You can also actually the Facebook page. You can also check it out on the podcast, blogtalkradio.com/blackfootball.
Thanks to Joe C. for the Hot Topics and El Nino for his picks. Once again, you can check out all scores highlights on flagfootballamerica.com. We broadcast on the Blog Talk Radio Network, blogtalkradio.com/football. Wrapping up the week six recap. Wanted to look real quick at the stats. I mean, we mentioned before Chuck D blown away the competition. He's got 36 touchdown passes. Got about six quarterbacks in the 10 range. He's followed behind by Brandon F., a.k.a. R3. And rookie, definitely front runner for rookie of the year, Jerome W. at 18, followed by the ace, Craig from Action Crazy, followed by Scott M. from the Eagles, C. Rich, who didn't play in the previous week, but has 11 touchdowns. Actually, Eric M., also the brother of Scott M. from the Eagles, played a little some backup quarterback. I think he played in week two. I think he played in week three. So he's got 10 touchdown passes. Kyle H. from the Bulls. And CJM, only quarterback without double digits at 6. One thing I want to look at is receiving. Bar dominating this. I mean, they have literally 5 of the top 6 receivers in the league. Got Anthony D., Alex D., 1 and 2. Rafi and Silky. Rafi hasn't even played every single game. He's got 6 touchdown passes. Silky's got 5. Chaz S. from NWO. Kind of a quiet acquisition there by NWO at 7. And Carlos P., 3rd. Tied with Alex D. for 8 touchdown receptions. Anthony D. leads the league. And then we said we had rushing leader Jerome W. Going to obviously lead the league this year in rushing touchdowns. It's been a while since we had a player do double-digit rushing touchdowns in the no-run zone era. One thing, too, just league gives it out. Black Football Advisory Board, the front office goes through these awards. Just wanted to recognize all the players of the week in the previous weeks. The league had given out just some awards for those players in the last week for week 5, but they haven't yet. Yeah, week 4, at the end of week 4 into week 5, hadn't yet announced it for week 5 and 6, but let's just go through quickly what the players of the week recaps were. Week 1, player of the week was Chuck D., Carlos P., Jamila P., all veterans of the league, 2 Hall of Famers in that group. Week 2 was Drew from SBD. He had 3 touchdown receptions. Jerome W., rookie, 3 touchdown passes in his second week. And then Kelly K., NWO, longtime standout with 2 touchdown receptions in week 2. Week 3, Brandon H. from Action Crazy, had 3 touchdown catches. Brett W., a.k.a. Tenacious, had 2 extra point conversions for 2 points. and a receiving touchdown. And then Loretta P., a.k.a. the First Lady, had one extra point in week three. Week four, Terry P. from the Bulls, I believe their first player of the week recognition. Nicole S., extra point for SBD. And then Chaz S. was player of the week in week four. So congratulations to all of the players of the week. Let's just take care of some housekeeping notes. There will be games this week on the 17th. We've got a 9 o'clock game, SBD Hot Boys, Stallions Bar, Bulls Eagles at 10, Action Crazy Stallions at 10, so Stallions have a back-to-back, Bar Mustangs, Phoenix, Action Crazy, and then the 12 o'clock game will be Mustangs versus New World Order. Just want to throw attention to some of the later games or games that are coming up later this month. No games on Memorial Day on the 24th, but then it'll be Team Appreciation Day on the 31st. So that'll be a day where the league just sort of recognizes all the players. It will be an extended day. There actually will be a 1 o'clock game as opposed to just your normal 12 o'clock game. And then the playoffs will be 6-7. That'll be, first round will be June 7th. And then the championship, Super Flag Bowl number 14, will be played at 12 o'clock on June 14th. Prior to the game, because there'll be two semifinal games at 9 and 10, there'll be a Flag Football America youth game. So there'll be a little intermission so the 10 o'clock team can rest. That 9 o'clock team obviously will be on ice for the Super Flag Bowl Championship number 14. So as we wrap up everything in week six, like I say, check out all the scores, highlights, flagfootballamerica.com. You can check out all the schedules. Check out, there's player galleries. There's links to player stats. Everything's listed there. If you have any issues with your stats, definitely contact the front office. They definitely do weekly postings on Facebook, so you can get back and get that feedback. Also, you can also check out previous episodes of the show. We're now in phase two, so there'll be some video portions that we go throw in to the mix. Gordon works with that, with the Facebook page, and then puts it up on the website. But we always will be coming back now with additional phase one content. So phase two has kind of gotten on the ball and rolling, but we always will continue with phase two, although the time slot has changed slightly. So for the Flag Football Advisory Board, Estat wasn't here tonight, but for El Nino, for Joe C., for Estat, and as always, for the commish on the Flag Football Advisory Board, I am Team Matrix, and I'll see you next week.